Let's review Brachos Daf Yud Beis. On the top of Daf Yud Beis Amud Aleph, we continue from discussing what the Kohanim would do and would say in the Beis HaMikdash each and every morning, and we mentioned how they would say Aseres HaDibros. So the Gemara tells us that on several occasions during history, they tried to institute, even outside of the Beis HaMikdash, that we should recite Aseres HaDibros separately, but they decided not to do it because of Tarumas HaMinim, that people would think Aseres HaDibros is Min HaShemayim, and that the rest of Torah is not Min HaShemayim. The Gemara then tells us that on Shabbos, the Mishmar Yod gives the Mishmar Nichnas a special bracha, and what was the subject of that bracha? That they should be zocha to have shalom v'shalva v'achva v'achva v'shalom v'reus. They should be zocha to have peace amongst themselves. The Gemara then raises the following shaila. If a person is nakat kasa d'shichra b'yade, a person is holding a cup of beer in his hand, and he thinks it's wine, so he starts making a bracha thinking he's going to finish Baruch Pri HaGafen, but then he realizes and he finishes it correctly, is he yotze? Do we go at the end of the bracha, or do we assume that his wrong kavana at the beginning of the bracha would ruin the bracha? When it comes to the birchas kriya shema, we always go basa the chasima. We always go with the end of the bracha, but that's not necessarily a raya to our shaila, because by birchas kriya shema you end off with a baruch anyway. So the Gemara leaves that as an ibaya deliv shita. The Gemara does not resolve this question whether or not one is yotze in this situation where he had the wrong kavana at the beginning of the bracha, but then finished off the text of the bracha correctly. The Gemara then quotes a series of statements, five statements from Rabba Bar Chinina Saba Mishmei Derav. The first relates to Kriya Shema, where Rabba Bar Chinina Saba says Mishmei Derav that a person has to say Emes V'yatziv every morning after Kriya Shema and Emes V'emuna every night as a fulfillment of the pasuk Lahagid B'Boker Chastecha V'emunascha B'Leilos. The second statement is that how a person is supposed to bow during Shemona Esrei, that we're supposed to bow at Baruch quickly, like a shevet, like a staff, and then we get up very slowly at Hashem, like a snake, we slither our way up at Hashem. The third statement is that we say HaMelech HaKadosh and HaMelech HaMishpat during the Aseres Yemei Teshuva. The Gemara has a machlokas. If one says HaKel HaKadosh during Aseres Yemei Teshuva, does he or does he not have to repeat Shemona Esrei? Is he Yotze with HaKel HaKadosh as well? The Gemara comes to the conclusion that certainly, though, we do say HaMelech HaKadosh and HaMelech HaMishpat, like Rabba's Shita in the Gemara. The fourth statement of Rabba Bar Chinina Saba Mishmei Derav is that if a person has the ability to daven for somebody else, but they choose not to, they are considered to be a chote, chalila li mechatola Hashem, that God forbid I should sin to Hashem, mechadol ispalel badchem, by not davening on your behalf. If you don't daven on someone else's behalf, a person is called a chote. If that person happens to be a Talmud Chacham, then not only should he daven for someone else, but he should make himself sick over the tzaros of the other person. And then the final statement of Rabbi Baruch Nisaba in the name of Rav is that if a person is embarrassed by the averus that he has done, then he gets mechilas avonos. The busha itself gives him a sense of kapara, and the source of that idea may be from Shaul HaMelech's busha over what he did to Nov Ira Kohanim. The Gemara then tells us that as the third parsha of Shema, they originally wanted to, or had a havamina, of using Parshas Balak as the third parsha of Shema, because it has similar words to V'shach B'chav Kamecha, but they didn't do it because it was too long, but the Tareach Tzibur would be too much of a tircha, and they couldn't just take that one pasuk and single it out, because we're not allowed to be kol parsha de paska Moshe Rabbeinu paskinon, de lo paska Moshe Rabbeinu lo paskinon. The Gemara then goes through five qualities of what we actually use as the third parsha of Shema, the parsha of Vayomer. What's so special about it? So the Gemara says there are five qualities, but it lists six, what seems like six qualities. Number one, it has tzitzis. Number two, it has yitzias mitzrayim. Number three, it has all mitzvos. All of that is explicit in the parsha. And then implicit, it has das minim, hirur avera, and hirur avodah zara. The isser of thinking like a min, thinking like an apikores, the isser of hirurei avera, and the isser of hirurei avodah zara. And then the mission on the very bottom of Daf Yud Beis and Beis discusses the machlokas about whether one needs to mention Yitzias Mitzrayim at night, and whether or not we still mention Yitzias Mitzrayim la'asulava. What does the kol yemei chayecha come to include? That famous machlokas that we know, of course, from the Haggadah Shel Pesach. That is Daf Yud Beis.